Unit 24, Vital Lessons. The students of St. Elizabeth gathered in the assembly hall to hear a guest speaker that was scheduled. Scheduled. To speak before first period, the principal imposed. Imposed. His will that all students pay close attention to what he had to say and told the teachers that they should discuss the topic in class later in the day. It was a drunk driving awareness. Awareness. Week at the school, an idea put forward by many members of the student body who felt it was important to educate the students about the dangers of alcohol and drinking. The school was currently experiencing an emotional period of bereavement. Bereavement. After a junior student died in a car accident the previous month, though the parents were adamant. Adamant. He hadn't been drinking before the crash. Post-mortem screening showed he had high blood alcohol levels, indicating he was drunk at the time of the accident. The speaker who came in was a recovering alcoholic who was recommended by various other schools and institutions across the state. He made a commitment to the state to give presentations free of charge for 3 years so that he could raise awareness for the consequences drinking and driving can have on teenagers. By doing this, he drastically reduced the punishment that he originally received for a drunk driving offense. Offense. He told the students that he once worked in a shop that was emerging as one of the most commercially successful businesses in the entire state. He had lots of money, liked to party, and did not care about consequences. He began his job as a trainee. Trainee. And quickly moved up the ladder to become the vice president in 5 short years. He was the recipient of the Most Valuable Employee Award 3 years in a row and had a good life in front of him if he stayed on the right path. One night, he went out drinking and decided to drive home. As he drove, he started tailgating a car in front of him as a joke, but when the car hit the brakes, he did not have time to stop. The car crash was horrific, and one of the second car's engine's cylinders came inches away from smashing his head in that night. At the crash site, police determined that he had toxic levels of alcohol in his blood, and he was rushed to the hospital. Since his company had done the underwriting on his vehicle, they were brought in to see the damage done to the car. He almost had to go to jail, was fired from work, and learned a lesson that no one should wish to learn.